good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is September the 25th, 2020. Well, in addition to sharing this walk with you guys, I also try to help the members of the church I pastor walk closer with Christ. Discipleship is the way that we get closer to Christ. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the discipleship I'm going to try to start at church. I've been studying discipleship for some time, and I'm reading a book called Replicate by Robbie Gallaty. And Gallaty has something that he calls the daily reset. It is a way for the believer to spend valuable, silent time with the Lord. It takes about 20 minutes a day. It is beneficial to be still, knowing that God is God. You know, this being silent, spend some silent time away from, you know, the television and the telephone and, you know, just getting alone with you and God. That's something that it's a process that Jesus utilized. When he was walking on this earth, you find in Matthew 14:23, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And so we see that this is a process that Jesus used, getting alone so he could spend some time with his Father. This is not the only time we find Jesus getting alone to spend some time with his Father. Remember, he got alone with the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, maybe the most impactful time that he is alone. He takes Peter, James, and John with him. Again, here is discipleship. Peter is going to take some of his disciples along with him so they can watch, they can learn as he is fellowshipping with his Father. And we know that he kind of goes along by himself and asks them to watch and pray. But we just want to notice that Jesus spends some time alone with the Father in silence. What is the value of silence? Well, when you are in silence, you're able to be clear of all outside influences. You're able to concentrate on the task at hand, which is intimacy with the Father. And so when your phone's not there pinging and there's not other things around, you can notice the creation around you. You can notice nature. You can think about things that maybe you wouldn't think about otherwise. Part of the daily reset is, Lord, is there sin that I need to confess? And when you're alone by yourself, you can look inside your heart and you can think about your life and you can think about the sin that might need to be confessed. Or have you asked me to do something that I need to follow up on? And so you can, again, because you're quiet and thinking, you can dig into your heart to find these things. And so, what is the value of silence? I found this article called The Value of Silence, and it says, inward silence is the result of a soul at peace and rest. Scripture has much to say about silence. In Psalms, we are instructed to be still and know. We are instructed to wait in silence. The prophet, speaking to people living in chaos and uncertainty, instructed them to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I think that's in Lamentations 3:26. And let all the earth keep silence before him, Habakkuk 2:20. And so we know there is some encouragement in the scripture to be silent with the Lord. And you know that's difficult in our day. Gil has this to say about our text in Matthew 14. This he chose as a proper place for prayer, where he could be retired and alone, have his thoughts free, and, as a man, pour out his soul to his Father, on his own account and on behalf of others. And particularly, he could be concerned about this notion of a temporal kingdom that his disciples and others were so fond of, and pray that his disciples might be convinced of their mistake, and that the people might be hindered from prosecuting their designs. You see, Jesus went alone to pray, pray about specific things. It was here in the quiet solitude of the mountain that Jesus could fellowship with his Father. He would share his thoughts with, seek the guidance of, and experience the presence of his Father. As we consider the value of silence, when was the last time you spent some time alone? Blaise Pascal said that many of the world's problems arise because a man cannot spend time alone in a room. We can't go on for just a few minutes normally without our phones. Actually, I think that many of our problems in our lives arise from the need to be constantly stimulated. We become so stressed because we don't give our minds a break. We don't allow our mind the time to diffuse and just kind of empty our thoughts. We keep our minds constantly on task, and so therefore it's always stressed because it's always, you know, always at work. And so we see the value of silence, spending some time alone with the Lord. I'm going to challenge those who are serious about their discipleship to think about spending some time alone with the Lord. I'm going to share this reset model with the church this Sunday. Jesus thought it was necessary to spend some time alone with his Father. As we are following him, we should follow him. Which means, if Jesus thought it was necessary to spend some time alone with God, we should too. We should learn the value of silent time with the Father. Lord, thank you for the example of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the desire to meet with us. I pray that your people would seek you. Help them to see the value of silence. Lord, I pray that we would seek your heart as we seek you. Be with your people this week as they worship in their houses of worship. And thank you, Lord, again, that you are worthy of our spending time in silence. You are worthy of our worship and our praise. Thank you that you are an ever-present help in our lives. Just bless your people. Thank you for the salvation we have in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Until Monday, Brother Mark signing off.